Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. We are speaking this morning with Lisa Randall, the Energy Conservation Program Coordinator for the Santa Fe Public Schools. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Lisa.
Good morning, Zaylee. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us what exactly this position is? What is it you do?
Well, I don't know how much time we have, but...
We want good news here. We started with happiness. We want to tell us something good, because it sounds good.
It is good. I always say I have the best job in the world, and I really do. I get to get up every day and do great things in the public schools and for the planet, for the taxpayer, for the kids, for the future. So,
and Santa Fe Public School and great things don't always go together, so we're really happy to have you here.
Absolutely. We've got our challenges. You know, we've got our particular challenges, and we've got challenges that we've struggle with as a nation. So, and one of them is energy and water, certainly, and another one is resources. And you know, back in 2008, we all faced this economic struggle, this economic collapse, and we had to start looking at how do we spend every dollar in Santa Fe Public Schools. And a significant amount of those dollars go towards heating and cooling and water and those things that we've got to have, but that we really needed to take a strong look at and say, what are we using, how do we need to use it, and how can we be more resourceful and more responsible.
And so is this a new position, or has this been with the school district for a while?
It's a new position. It's a program that I built from the ground up starting in 2010. So, you know, that was fantastic for me, because I didn't have necessarily a set of protocols or procedures. I didn't have a, we've always done it this way in this particular position. I certainly battled a lot of we've always done it this way in terms of trying to affect change. But the window was wide open for me to approach things in ways that made sense to me as an educator, as a planetary citizen, as a taxpayer, as someone very concerned about the environment. So there was a lot of freedom in the way I approach some of these issues.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, specifically the energy and water conservation here in Santa Fe. What kind of programs did you institute, and how does this work?
Well, the first thing that I looked at was our facilities. I'm paid through HB 33 money, House Bill money, out of a facilities position. So I'm not paid as an educator, which is important. You know, my focus is not as an educator. My focus is as really a facility manager. To a certain degree, and an energy and water manager. So I wanted us to put our money where our mouth is, right? If we're going to ask our people to be conservation minded and mindful about the resources that they use, right, we had to, as an institution, as an organization, be mindful about the resources that we were using to run our facilities every day. So we started to look at basics. Are we heating and cooling unoccupied spaces, right? Are we turning things off when we should? What kind of lighting are we using? Is it the most efficient lighting we could be using in terms of looking at budgets and things like that? We had to look at water use. Are we being wasteful? What are the plants that are in the ground on our campuses? Are they drought tolerant?
It's expansive. You looked at everything.
We looked at everything. Waste stream, recycling diversion. You know, I always say we took kind of a buckshot approach at things, which is a horrible metaphor. I need to stop using that. But it's kind of, we tried to look at the entire picture and pick the low-hanging fruit. What was our most immediate need? What was our biggest area of waste? And what could we tackle the quickest?
So what did you find?
Lighting was our big one. We had some very antiquated lighting. I don't know if you remember the lighting in gyms and cafeterias that you'd turn on and you could never turn off because it would take them a half an hour to warm up. Got rid of all of those district-wide.
All of them?
All of them, absolutely. Wow. We went to either LEDs or T5s, which are a fluorescent bulb, but much more high efficiency. You know, those kind of humming, flickering lights that we probably all grew up with. Those are gone. You know, basic things, a lot of what I do is not sexy in any way, shape, or form. It's not necessarily even cutting edge. I talk to people who are 60, 70, 80 years old, and I tell them what we're doing, and they say, well, gosh, that was just common sense, you know, in my day, right? And, you know, we've grown wasteful as a nation, and as individuals and collectively.
Absolutely.
And so it's tightening our belt, not in a way that makes anybody suffer. We're not making anybody too hot or too cold or making kids sit in dim classrooms. You know, we're not doing anything like that. We're just trying to say, what do we need to use? Where do we need to use it? And when do we need to use it?
And generally, did you find an enormous amount of waste?
Well, you know, absolutely, because we'd never been mindful of this
at
process
all.
Before.
Right.
I think School budgets have always been tight. They're especially tight in New Mexico. And we tend to focus on classrooms and kids and teachers. We don't really look at facilities. We try to keep them up. We try to keep them clean, try to keep them running like they should, but they don't get the focus and the attention that they should get. Now, those are places that kids spend the majority of their childhoods, and teachers and staff spend the majority of their year, you know, their days. And they ought to be well lit, they ought to be bright, they ought to be beautiful, they ought to be comfortable. And that takes a lot of work to make 60 buildings, 32 campuses, and 2.3 million square feet of buildings stay in that situation, that good space for the people who are in there.
I'm speaking with Lisa Randall. She's the Energy Conservation Program Coordinator for the entire Santa Fe Public Schools District, all of them. Tell us some about some of the programs that you've initiated besides some of the light bulbs and lighting changes, which are good because that was some brutal lighting, too.
Absolutely. Humming and flickering and dim. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we do is we try to educate our kids and our staff about, you know, you're the owners of your building, right? You're the consumers in that building. And so the way that you use the building is going to impact our ability to divert more money into the classroom where it belongs. Teaching and learning is everyone's number one goal, including mine, including every custodian, every student nutrition worker. And so we try to gently share the motivation around turning the lights out, reporting leaks, keeping the windows closed when the air conditioning's on or when the heating's on, letting us know when something's not working so we can address it quickly, being mindful of the fact that we are all a part of the solution. It's not just someone else's job to make sure that the recycling is happening like it should, or that someone else is turning the lights out when they leave the building, or someone else is reporting that leaky faucet. And you know, what we do is really a collective of very small actions which have a very large impact. No one person can run this program. It takes every one of us being very attentive to the environment in which they spend their days.
Well, and it's so important because hopefully students can take that home to their homes where maybe they didn't even know how to turn the water off. The number of times I've walked into the bathroom and the faucets are just running full force, maybe they expected it to be an automatic faucet that would turn off, or they just didn't think to turn it off.
Agreed. We you know, that whole kind of idea that we're going to have a throwaway mentality with one another, with our natural resources, That translates into school systems as well. And so I agree, any consciousness that we can build around this conservation and attention to using resources wisely, we hope that expands into the students' home life and into everything they do and everywhere they go.
That's a huge part of their education environment, especially here in Santa Fe.
I agree.
Now, you also, as one of your tasks, you say you develop annual utility and water budget projections for the district. So how do you draw that up?
Well, when I first came into the position, we had no real way to track energy and water use at each facility. And so the first thing I did, I spent about 3 months developing a database in which we can track every single penny, every single kilowatt hour, every single gallon that we use in each facility district wide. And that's 32 facilities. So that was an effort, but a really important effort, because if you can't measure what you're using, how do you find ways to attack your biggest users? How do you decide what your priority list is? How do you track success, right?
Absolutely.
And so if you can't measure it, it's going to be really hard to develop a strategy to approach some of these issues. So it took a long time, but it was really important work. I share that work with the sites. They all get a report card every single month about what their facility uses. The new report card I'm developing will show costs associated with that.
Wow.
You know, Santa Fe Public Schools spends $1.6 million on electricity every year, $650,000 on water, right? Almost $100,000 on sewer, $175,000 on trash and recycling, another $400,000 on natural gas. It's a big bill. You know, we're a big consumer, right? And but it was a lot more than that when I started. So each year that I've been in this position, we've projected a utility budget $200,000 below the previous year. So although we're expanding our facilities, we're, you know, decreasing our utility budget. And that's the way it needs to keep going.
Absolutely. And I imagine it could be easier maybe for some of these new, like Adelaide Elementary is being completely rebuilt and refurbished. Were you on the ground helping them kind of develop conservation protocol at the beginning?
Well, we have design guidelines that every project manager is expected to use. It covers everything from, you know, 1.28 gallon per flush toilets to the kind of lighting they need to use, the occupancy motion sensors so that you can't leave the light on at night. Those kind of things are embedded in all remodel and new construction projects. So in that way, I am. I'm not a project manager unless it's a renewable energy project like solar. The project managers are required to follow Santa Fe Public School energy conservation guidelines now, which we never had before.
That's remarkable. And they are doing this voluntarily, and you're not getting a lot of pushback. I mean, has it been relatively easy, or?
You know, I think we're building buy-in and building confidence. Making organizational change is a challenge, as anybody who's ever tried that knows. I think we can all get on board with the need for this, certainly the fiscal need.
Right.
You know, 86% of our operational day-to-day budget goes towards people, salaries and benefits. The other 14% pays for things like utilities. So every penny we don't spend on utilities and water, we can divert to the classroom. That's, to me,
That's highly motivating,
especially as an educator. It's hard not to get behind that. But that has to translate down into people making personal choices. Change is great as long as you have to do it, and I don't, right? And so there's been some resistance, certainly, because we have to rethink how we approach things. We have to develop new habits. We have to let go of old habits.
Well, and did you have one or two schools that were particularly nefarious here in their energy usage? We don't need to name names, but were there any that you had to deal with specifically?
Well, Santa Fe High is a challenge because it's like a mini college campus. There are 11 buildings over there. And the more what you call envelope, exterior envelope, the harder it is to heat and cool those buildings.
Right.
One building with lots of inner classrooms and inner spaces is much more energy efficient. So when you have lots of little mini buildings all over the place with lots of grass, turf, and things like that, super expensive. It's the highest cost per square foot of any of our campuses.
Wow. And any other kindergarten that that was able to change?
Well, you know, everyone has made significant change. When you look across the district at every facility, we've had tremendous change. And we've dropped our electric use by 11% in the last 3 years, our water use by almost 20%, and our natural gas use by 18%. And that's while expanding square footage.
Well, Lisa Randall, we are so glad you are in this position, the Energy Conservation Program Coordinator for the Santa Fe Public Schools. All of you taxpayers out there should be very grateful Lisa Randall has created this position. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.